Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. This program is sponsored in part by the Kentucky AFL-CIO and the West Virginia AFL-CIO. Appreciate their support very much. It's a great pleasure. I get to reintroduce, the guy who's in the know. He's with the Democracy for America, Jim Dean. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, Charles, how's it going?
Man, I'll tell you, I got to ask you that. How's it going? What the heck's going on in Washington, D.C.? What kind of fantasy land is Paul Ryan living in?
Nothing good is going on, and I really think there's a very good shot that we're not going to see much of Paul Ryan after this coming November, and that will not be a voluntary retirement.
Right. There's an iron worker running against him, and my money's on the iron worker.
He is doing great. We have been supporting him for actually since the beginning. His name is Randy Bryce. His nickname is the Iron Stash.
Have you seen that mustache?
Yeah, my God. Well, he's an iron worker and he's got a mustache. You got to combine the two. And, first of all, he's not exactly a novice at this. I mean, he's run for office before. He has a very good campaign team. There's a couple of big towns in that district, not cities, but towns, Racine being one, that have had hard times, and Ryan's done nothing for these people. And so Randy rightfully has gone straight to those towns on the ground, communicating with a lot of these people in person. So he's built up his name recognition. He's done it the right way, the hard way. But the right way, and I think he's got a good shot at winning. I mean, he's been ahead in some polls. He's the last one I saw, I think he was down by 6. I mean, they're going to be all over the place for a while, but if you're that close already in that kind of a district where the guy you're running against is the Speaker of the flipping House, you know that the Speaker has not been doing right by his constituents, and they're not going to be any happier with this tax package that they've just passed. Which is just an unbelievable giveaway to big business, and in fact, the senators themselves. I hate to keep ranting on this, but David Sirota has been doing some great work about talking about many of these senators, particularly Corker, but others, who are enriching themselves, with these different provisions that were put in there that are frankly going to make them, in some cases, millions of dollars. So this is just a direct play of corruption. It is unbelievable that they're doing this, and it's just going to hurt a lot of people. And this time, I think the Americans are onto it and happy as well.
Jim, that's one of the things that's amazing to me. And you've been in this game just a little bit longer than me. Okay, a lot longer. Teasing. But
I'm a lot older.
Yeah. Wisdom has its advantages. But my point is, for instance, like the FCC, they have gotten such a large case of hubris when it comes to what the American public wants and what they're going to do. For instance, what went on with the FCC? 83% of the public said, no, don't mess with this. The internet's a utility. Leave it alone and make them work for the customers harder. And no.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, we're going to do what we want. We're going to enrich our constituents who are writing us big checks and stuff like that. The Trump-like windfall the Corker's going to get is, my God. I mean, how do these people look themselves in the face in the morning?
I think it's amazing. For the senators, some of them know they're going to be out of a job soon. And I think Corker's actually retiring, but a bunch of others are retiring. And some of them just, I think, are reading the tea leaves and frankly getting ready to, buttering their resumes for their next job. I think that's part of what's going on. That's illegal. It's totally against the American way, totally against what the voters want, but they don't care about that anymore. A guy like the head of the FCC, who was a lobbyist for Verizon, obviously looking at a big payday when he decides to get out of government. There's a lot of that going on. This Treasury Secretary, who's just a complete tone-deaf idiot, same thing, you know, trying to claim that there's going to be a middle-class tax cut. Let me tell you, Charles, you and I, we have something in common, actually, in the states that we live in, and that we send more money, our states, the respective states, send more money to the federal government than we get back. And with this elimination of property tax deductions and income tax deductions in a state, the people that are just going to get hammered by this, of course, are the middle class, the folks who work for a living. They had basically, Trump won Pennsylvania. That's not going to happen this time around. They just lost Pennsylvania with this thing. It doesn't matter, frankly, how bad the Democrats might be, because, you know, they've not been very good at executing on campaigns and coming up with decent candidates in Pennsylvania. But this time around, people are just going to be fed up. Especially I'm thinking about the demographics of your state, the income levels and everything else. People aren't going for this. They're the ones that are going to be getting, the middle class, and most of the voters in there are going to get absolutely hammered. And all right, so the Mellon family in Pittsburgh might come out ahead of this thing. That's not exactly a winning formula if you're running for office and you're a Republican in Pennsylvania.
No, we've had enough of the robber barons in this country, and quite frankly, we've got to put a stop to it. You know, I got to ask you this. Jim, at this point in time, what should we be working on? I mean, is it voter registration? Is it voter education? Is it doing away with the Republican cheating and gerrymandering? What should we be doing? What should we be doing now?
Yes. I mean, all of the above. Listen, we're all busy. I've talked about this before. We've all got stuff. I don't care what you do, what you don't do. People are busy out there. If you could bite a piece off of this, whether it's in the registration space, whether it's the education, whether it's this redistricting, and a number of states have big initiatives going on, and I know that's happening in all over the country and also in Pennsylvania. And those are all things that are not only extremely popular, also quite nonpartisan, I might add. Most voters on both sides of the aisle are fed up with gerrymandering. And I'm telling you, just as much as voters in North Carolina are mad about what's happened there, so are the voters in Illinois and Pennsylvania and New York, which have been more traditionally Democratic states that have been incredibly badly gerrymandered and resulted in somebody having too much power. So, we can stand for good government here, no matter whether the parties want to or not. And that registration part is a big deal. The biggest folks that are out there, that are voters, are infrequent voters. And we can bring them back if we're willing to engage with them. Too often the parties don't, too often the candidates don't. We've seen success where they've done that this year, particularly in Virginia.
Right.
And we've seen success with, failure where they haven't done it, particularly that congressional race in Georgia. So if you're out doing this stuff, you're doing the Lord's work, and you're going to get folks out. And I'm telling you, if we had a decently high voter turnout, it almost doesn't matter who gets elected, because they're going to have to do and pay attention to what the voters want,
right,
not what the big lobbyists like Verizon and these real estate interests and everybody else are getting out of the American taxpayer with this Trump tax bill.
Yeah, there you go. Jim, listen, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. We appreciate it. How do we find out more about you?
It's democracyforamerica.com. And Charles, to you and yours and everybody there, have a fantastic holiday.
Thank you, brother. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, your family, and everybody else. Meantime, we got to get going, folks. Stick around. J. David Cox is with us, and we're going to be talking about, some very important things. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.
Like what you hear? You can access exclusive content and other perks at patreon.com/theunionedge.